Welcome to the Beacon broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing grace.
Well, you recall that we have come to a pivotal verse in Colossians chapter 2, namely verse 6. And by pivotal, I mean it's a verse that stands between two major sections, two main parts of the book, and serves as a transition text for both of these sections. It is a summary or a concluding statement from the first section that goes before it and an introductory one for the section that comes behind it. And that little verse, and it is a short one, is a good place in the Bible to define a Christian, to answer this question that so many people don't seem to have a clear answer to, namely, what is a Christian? And the text before us is Colossians 2:6, which says, "As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him." And I'm going to give you the three statements that I find in this text. What is a Christian? Number one, a Christian is one who has received a person. Number two, a Christian is one who has received a tradition. And number three, a Christian is one who has become a follower. Now, we started down that first path yesterday in talking about a Christian being one who has received a person and endeavored to answer more accurately who that person is, which, of course, I'm sure all of our radio listeners can tell us without having to spell it out, but nevertheless, it's very helpful to give close examination to what the Scripture says in regard to this person that Christians have received. And so to that end, we are gathering together around the Word of God on this Friday, May 6. Thank you for joining us, and we do so because some of you help us financially. Thank you very, very much. A Christian is, first of all, one who has received a person, and that's the language that says, "As you, therefore, have received Christ Jesus the Lord." So this terminology of reception is exactly what our text says. As you have, therefore, received Christ Jesus the Lord. That's the way Paul puts it. That's the way the Holy Spirit of God, who is guiding Paul, puts it. And that's the way that we therefore will put it. A Christian is one who has received a person, and that person specifically is Christ Jesus the Lord. And the way he is identified is also very instructive. And we went through those three names or titles one by one yesterday, and I'm not going to pursue that again. But just to tell you that if you weren't with us yesterday, you need to give careful attention to what does that title Christ mean? What does the name Jesus indicate? And what does the title Lord indicate? Two titles, one name put together in such a way that it virtually becomes a name. And that's the one that Christians have received. But we also need to look not only at the common designations for this one, namely Christ Jesus the Lord, but we need to give more careful attention to the exact wording of how these titles and names are put together. And I think already you recognize that this is not the most common way to identify Christ. We don't generally talk about him as Christ Jesus the Lord. We often call him, turning it around slightly, the Lord Jesus Christ. And then also frequently shorter versions where we don't use all three names. But when we use all three names and titles, it is generally the Lord Jesus Christ, but here it gets turned around and we read Christ Jesus the Lord. And I can tell you that this is the only time in the New Testament where we have this exact construction. Is this simply literary variation? And of course it could be. I don't know about you, but when I do writing, and I do a little bit of writing from time to time, I often go back and read what I wrote, and I said, I need to change that word. I've used it too many times. And so I try to find a synonym. I try to find some variety so that I am not using the same words in exactly the same way over and over in repetition. And it could be that Paul's doing something like that here. Instead of calling him the Lord Jesus Christ, as is very common, he instead says Christ Jesus the Lord. But he hasn't used that phrase or that title that often in this epistle, so I rather suspect that there's something else going on here. And more literally, this is the Christ Jesus the Lord. The Christ Jesus the Lord. The Christ, of course, as we've already seen, refers to the position of Messiah. Christ is a title, and it refers to a position, and so the Christ means the Messiah. And probably a smoother way of saying it, instead of saying the Christ, Jesus the Lord, would be to say the Messiah, even Jesus the Lord. So the way this is put, there's an emphasis upon the Messiah, and then it identifies who he is. The Christ, the Messiah, the Christ, as defined by the following phrase, Jesus the Lord. And there does, therefore, seem to be special attention given to this word order. It's not simply random. It's not simply a stylistic variation, but there seems to be a particular emphasis. A Christian is one who has come to embrace the Messiah, the Christ, the one who was promised that would be the Savior of sinners, the one who would save his people from their sins, the Christ. But who is this one? This Christ has been foretold by Jewish prophets, and of course the Colossians are a Gentile church, but because they are now a church, they are studying the Christian scriptures, and at this point in time, that means the Old Testament scriptures. That's all there were. They had to study the Hebrew scriptures in order to study scripture. The New Testament scriptures had not yet been written, or if written, had not been very widely circulated. So at best, they could have only had a couple of books of New Testament scriptures, if that. They're getting one now. Paul is writing to them the epistle to the Colossians. And when they receive that, they are going to have a New Testament book, a valuable portion of New Testament scripture. But until that comes, they're going to have their sermons from the Old Testament. They're going to have to do whatever Bible studying they do from the Old Testament scriptures. And so, even though they are Gentiles, by now, having been Christians for some period of time, they should already be becoming familiar with the Hebrew scriptures and realize that those Old Testament scriptures foretold that God would send a Messiah. God foretold the day would come when the Messiah would come. But the big question is, who is that Messiah? Another question would be, has he in fact come, or are we still looking for him? And of course, the Jews who didn't accept Jesus as the Messiah said, we're still looking for him. We believe he will come, but we don't believe he has come. I probably told you on more than one occasion that more than 20 years ago now, my wife and I had the wonderful privilege of taking a study tour to Israel, and our guide was a Jew, as most of them are. And when he showed us the eastern gate of Jerusalem, standing out roughly on the Mount of Olives over in that area, looking across the Kidron Valley and at the gate, he suddenly got excited and he started talking about the coming of Messiah. He was looking forward to the coming of Messiah, who, according to Jewish tradition, which is beyond anything that is written in the Hebrew Scriptures, there would be a bridge, if I remember correctly, it's been so long ago, a bridge lowered that would span that valley, and the Messiah would cross that valley on the bridge and go through the eastern gate, which would open before him. And our guide said, "I'm going to be right behind him." He believed in the Messiah, he just didn't believe that Jesus was the Messiah. But a Christian is one who has come to accept not only the teaching about a Messiah and the prophecy that foretold a Messiah, and has come to accept the need for a Messiah, a Savior, but he has come to believe that Jesus is that Messiah. He has received Christ Jesus the Lord. He has received the Christ, who is Jesus the Lord. He has received the Messiah, even Jesus the Lord. And the point is that the Christ is Jesus of Nazareth, and Jesus the Christ is the Lord. And so it helps us, really, at least it does me, I trust that it does you, it helps us to not just zip through the names and titles of Christ as if they are, just so many words, like my name, Gregory Norris Barkman, and that doesn't mean much to anybody. I was in a pharmacy the other day, and they, of course, asked my name, and I gave it to them, and she said, "Do you spell Gregory with a G or with a J?" I didn't understand what she said at first. I had to ask her to repeat it, because I've never had anybody ask me that before. I've never heard of anybody who spells Gregory with a J, but I gave her my name, Gregory. I don't think I gave my middle name, but Gregory Barkman, and she said, "Do you spell it with a J?" Well, no, it's G. But nobody would think it profitable to give a lot of thought and attention and analysis to my name. It's just a handle. Nobody's going to go into the meaning of the words and why I bear that particular title. It's just the name that my parents gave me. It's a handle. But when it comes to the Lord Jesus Christ, there is a lot of profit in studying those names and titles carefully, because there's an awful lot of truth bound up in that. And a Christian is one who has received a person, and we better know exactly who that person is. This person is the Messiah. He is Jesus of Nazareth. And Jesus of Nazareth is certainly more than a man. He was Jesus of Nazareth, but he is the Lord. Every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ, Jesus the Messiah, is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And a Christian is one who believes that Jesus is the Christ and believes that Jesus is the Lord, that is, the Lord God. And therefore, a Christian is one who has received a person and who has received this information about that person. They've come to believe in a person in this way, that he is the Messiah, that he is the Lord. He is Christ Jesus, the Lord. Have you received this one? Until tomorrow, until next week, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.